Welcome to podcast 335 on Five Star Potential, your weekly football manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Joe, aka Friday Night FM, and Dave, aka PC Jack McLaren. Welcome, gents.
Cheers, guys.
There's no Matt this evening. He's hosting a Barry Venison tribute night over on Talking Magpies, but none. Oh no. Right, he's here. Actually decided to turn up for this one. Right, he's here, actually yeah. Here. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Who are you?
How you doing?
Back.
We forgot you were here.
There's no way Dave knows who Barry Venison is.
We all pretended we didn't know that was coming, even though we've all read the script.
And he sat here on our screens.
Yeah. And he sat here on our screens. Over YouTube. On this week's podcast, we're going to head over to Japan and see how I've absolutely well and truly nuked my Pentagon challenge. Hopefully, Mad's been back to IKEA and Dave's still wondering how to pronounce Mr. Peter's first name. After last week's Galazzo list, we thought we'd actually take a look at Matthias Soler and take, with a bit of luck, we'll have a couple of tangents along the way to fill this hour. But before we do that, give me your winners of the week. Boys, Joseph.
I'm going to put this out there. I think this is the best version of Football Manager ever.
Oh, okay.
Hot take.
I don't know how you boys feel, but I can't put it down. I want to play every night. I mean, I don't now because Casapia have just made it 4-4 and 96 minutes and 15 seconds of 6 minutes of added time, so fuck you. But, aside from that, best version ever?
I think there's a better version every year. I think he gets better every year anyway.
Possibilities are endless, though, isn't it? Like, I have to admit, I think this is a very good version of the game. I'm really enjoying the match engine. I mean, that's probably one of the big things is that we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, maybe, was the new roles of the inverted fullback, which is really kind of emphasising my style of play, and it's really worked well for me. But yeah, Joe, I have to admit, I'm enjoying it, even though we'll hear very shortly that it's not going to plan, but it's just exciting to see what happens next, right? Because 2025 is meant to be the big one.
That's where they fuck it all up.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot less silly, stupid things. And like, that's a combination of experiencing in the game. Like, transfer interactions are better. Obviously, the match is better. But this is a lot less. I feel like there's a lot less of the usual people who complain a hell of a lot about silly things. I just don't see it as much. Like a fraction.
That's the joy of muting on Twitter, right?
That is also
you don't
true.
See those complaints.
Yeah. But it just, I think it helps.
Matt doesn't use Twitter, mate. I never see him on there.
Nah. Oh, no, he has. I've seen him tweet twice today about his only Talking Magpies one.
Yeah, but to be fair with Matt, whenever he tweets about FM, it always bangs anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, bosh. What was that one? I can't even remember what the other one was, but it went crazy for no reason.
You did Father and Son, Fred, and you did another one as well, didn't you?
I did something about Eric Dyer and Harry Kane.
Removing the friend clause, wasn't it?
I really wasn't expecting that to bang. But anyway, yeah, it's weird how it works.
People get excited about weird things.
Should you do a TikTok, Mad?
They know we're a spur. I don't know how to do TikTok. I'm far too old for that.
Yeah, Matt's not got TikTok in him.
If you ever do a good Fred like that and it bangs, I'll make a TikTok on it. 5-star pod TikTok.
You've heard it now.
I don't want the account because there'll just be a load of girls dancing. And then
oh, no.
Everyone will blame
Can you
Dave,
make sure I delete this app? Me. Yeah.
Because it'll be me 100% of the time. Matt, moving swiftly on. Who's your winner of the week, mate?
Going to have to praise Football Manager and Sports Interactive again for this
come on Hello. Let's not get hasty now, mate.
Hey, can anyone guess we've got a Sports Interactive guest on very soon?
No we don't.
It's hard not to, because you've heard me preaching through my Ike save about Jonah Kuusi-Assar, he's 15 when you load up in a save in Sweden because it starts in February. And he's absolutely banged in my save after a couple of seasons. But now, I mean, Romano is tweeting about it at the moment, as of today. Bayern are in for him in real life. He's now 16. I think they had a 4 million bid turned down. He hasn't even scored at senior level yet. But clearly, there's a lot going on when he's playing for the under-19s. So, yeah, I got to throw it out to the researchers. It feels like another one they've got right. And it's getting a bit more out there, away from South America and the usual ones. So, fair play. my boy.
Do you feel proud? Do you feel really, really proud?
I mean, like, some people on certain podcasts think they were the first person to ever discover Victor Ossiman, dupe. And that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling with Joe.
Do you feel, man?
That was Dave.
As quick as you may come back, we can fuck you straight back off, mate. It's not a problem. All right? We can just not put your audio in this week, mate. It's not a problem.
It's been fun.
Well, it lasted. David, talk to me. Who's your winner of the week? Or what is your winner of the week? Should I ask?
I'm not.
Dare I ask?
I'm not repeating on what's been written on the script. If
pussy.
Yeah, that's quite close, actually. I think the fact that I am still fighting on all fronts in my save on Football Manager, I've got obviously the update coming up. So it's a good week for the game. Like you said, good week. Everyone's praising the game and the match engine and their save. So, I'm fighting on all fronts at the moment. Frustratingly, I mean, I don't know if we're doing losers. Loser of the week is that I haven't played the game near enough, you know, to what I wanted to play this week.
Well, because of his winner of the week.
I played a few games before I went out to play football today, so I've still got just a little stretch of the season to do. I would play more if the flipping Steam Cloud worked properly.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can only put Football Manager.
What a shit game.
Actually, we've picked it up twice. Let's call it out, Dave, because it fucks me off. Every time I shut the game down, Steam Cloud error.
I played it yesterday and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go to bed, go on my laptop and play Football Manager, and I saved it, saved the cloud, quit Steam, and like, because it said it was done, and I go on my laptop and it can't download it. So I'm having to either use a USB or WeTransfer every time. That's just jarring.
It's fucking first world problems, isn't it?
I think I found it, because it depends if you go do it really quickly. So if you save your game and then you exit the game and then you just close down Steam and you're shutting down your computer, I feel like if you do all those things pretty quick, that's when it seems to happen more often. But
I get an error.
I on my computer here, it said it uploaded. I waited ages failed. I retried it and it uploaded. And then when I went on my laptop, the sync wouldn't work. So that's the one thing. Ooh. That's my loser.
No, I can stand by that. I think it is very frustrating, especially when you're doing a save that requires so much kind of time, right? You need to be able to do that swap and change nice and easily.
I just upload mine to OneDrive.
Yeah, I might have to start doing that.
I wonder whether
you can set it up.
I was gonna say, can you set it up so it automatically saves to OneDrive?
So it'll sync it to that. It'll sync to your documents. Sports Interactive file.
Nice, yeah, good idea. My winner of the week has to be Mr. Azzopardi. He has
seen a pair of tits this week.
that was the winner of the week. Yeah,
let's leave Wendy out of this. He has he's done his own little achievement, Hannah, and he's doing some extra curriculum activities outside of the game. So fair play, David.
It's nice to see you.
It's the loser of the week, really, because we're not. This is Dave's last podcast before he gets back under the thumb. So enjoy it while it's his last, because that's probably it. No, I don't have a winner of the week. I'm grumpy, as my wife tells me all the fucking time. Right, so we move on to save updates, because we've had some movement everywhere we go. So let's start, as we mean to go on, and go, David, carry on, talk to us about your penty.
Yeah, so I think on the last podcast I said I wanted to be in a position where the season was done, because I actually didn't have that long left.
Was that when you wanted to win a Champions League by Christmas?
Yeah, I still think I'm on the same season that I was on before Christmas as well. So, I've been quite slow on it, really, but the amount of games that I've had is ridiculous. Like, I looked at my fixture list when we did the last pod, and I was like, oh, there's only about 8 games left, but I kept winning in the cup, so it's like been adding and adding games on. So it's good and bad in a way, because I've got, at the moment, like as we speak, I've got 4 league games left, and in my opinion I've had a phenomenal season in the league, and I'm still 4th in the league. I've got a game in hand, so if I win that I'll go 2nd, but I don't think I'll catch some Mamelodi Sundowns. 26 games played, 23 won, 3 lost. So they're on 69 points at the moment. If I win my game in hand, I'll be on 62. So I think all throughout the season, I've probably had about 45 games and only dropped points in about 8 of them. Like, we've been very, very strong. But other than the league, because it's very, very difficult, like I've explained before, only the team that wins the league gets a Champions League spot. I'm going to ignore the league, really. We've had a good season in that, but I'm going to crack on. Confederation Cup, that's the big one. We're still in it. We're in the quarterfinal at the moment. Two legs against another team in South Africa. It's Sekhukhune United, I think. I've beaten them quite comfortably a number of times this season, so I'm confident that I'll get through to the semis. Already won the League Cup, already won the Challenge 8 Cup, whatever it's called, and I'm still in the FA Cup. So we could I think I mentioned it again last pod. I could win 4 trophies this season, and it won't include the league. Typical FM coming towards the business end of the season. I'm mid-March at the moment. A lot of key players starting to get injured. Peters injured. One of my central midfielders injured. My other striker, guy from Brazil, Lusau, is injured. Winger injured. So all first teamers are going out of injuries. But thankfully, throughout this season, I made quite a conscious effort of getting a lot of squad depth. A lot of under-21s that I would tend to loan out are kept around. So that's what I did in the last game. I brought in a young lad who'd scored nearly 40 goals for the under-21s. Brought him into the first team, and he scored 2 in his last 2. He's got 4 in 3, actually, in the league since the start of the season. So I explained to you, Duke, before you started, you know, you will get teams in the Pentagon where, you know, your first teams are going to be better, but because of the quality of the league, sometimes you can call up the youngsters and they're going to make an instant impact on your team. So around this time of the season, I would normally sort of, you know, look ahead to next campaign and start looking at players' contracts expiring, like, you know, for me to bring in. But I just don't know where the land lies. It could be a really successful end of the season and I could be thinking, right, let's press and try and win the Champions League next year. Or it could be an absolute disaster where I miss out on the top 2, I lose out in the Cups and the, you know, Confederation Cup and walk away with nothing. So I'm confident. We've been very solid, you know, best goal difference in the league by far, you know, very often scoring 3+ goals in matches. So it's just trying to get the business done towards the end of the season. But, you know, still enjoying it nonetheless. And, yeah, exciting. If the cloud worked, I would have definitely had this season done. So blame that.
I love that, yeah. Blame the technology, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you blamed last time when you had to cheat, right? Because it blacked out during the final.
I think we can insert a meme here on screen that is the meme of Grandpa Simpson, and he's like, old man yells at cloud. But yeah. That's Dave.
It's always the Simpsons with you, isn't it?
Since I don't have much else going
Seamus, isn't it? Oh, that's Family Guy, I think.
That's also Scottish. Is that not Scottish? Not Irish.
Yeah.
Awesome though, Dave. So are we just hoping that this is it? You're going to slog it out now, get South Africa done, or are you kind of thinking you've taken it as far? You need to wait till Supersport, till Sundowns are available.
No, I think I'll be able to do it with Supersport. Definitely. I think I was, you know, I sold a lot of big players in the summer, and I've been a lot better with contracts this year, and I sort of no, for next season. I mentioned it again previously that you only get 5 foreign players, and this season I've had like 2 or 3 that haven't even barely got a kick for me. So I've got to make an effort next year to make sure those 5 foreign players are arguably my best 5 players in my squad. Because the South African players are very hard to get a hold of. If they're decent, they're playing in Europe or Brazil. And, you know, I've definitely got, the better South African players I can still get hold of, but it's money. I haven't got a huge amount of money to spend on wages and transfer budget. So I think I'll stick with Supersport. I think I'll stay here now until I win the African Champions League. In an ideal world, I'd hope it'd be next season. But I don't know. I think the quality of the teams there, it's going to be tough. But I haven't even looked at different jobs, to be fair. Like last season when we struggled a little bit, I was like, yeah, let's move on, maybe move continents. But, you know, that'll be, I think if I do it next season, that'll be 5 years. And that's, I don't think that's too bad from nothing to winning the Champions League. Reputation jumps up. Done quite a few coaching courses on Continental B now. So my attributes are a lot better. We're looking 12s plus now. So I'll probably try and do another one towards pre-season, towards the end of the season. So I'm doing it throughout the summer. It's going well. I'm enjoying it as well. Like Joe said earlier, I'm really enjoying it. It's not even got to the point where I think, flipping heck, I've got to try and, you know, grind this out. I'm really enjoying it.
Are you Are you finding it quite easy to get the coaching badges?
At the moment, yeah. I think mainly because obviously I'm doing well and the club's got a bit of money. When I first started, like at Vendor, that was difficult. I think I got one at Vendor, and then since then I've sort of cracked on. But I've not really gone out my way to do it. I thought whilst we're doing quite well and so on, I think they're important for obviously when you want to try and better yourself and get another job, because that's what mm-hmm. they're going to look at ultimately. So, we're doing well. And I've got a lot of good young players coming through as well. So, fingers crossed, next pod we'll have a really bumper update.
What about awesome. Next stream?
Well,
next stream, Dave.
No, next stream. Well, my camera's broken. Ooh. I ain't using this webcam on a stream. I do need to get back on it, though, to be fair. I do need to get back on it, but it's just time again at the moment.
Dave's next stream will be the transfer window closing for Wolves.
Yeah, that'll be my next live stream. End of January.
Right. But let's go from one attack of a pentagon to another, and I'm going to just butt in with my save update because... We've got Dave over in South Africa plodding along with the same team, ticking along. And then you've got my car crash of a pentagon save going on. I'm at another club. This is the fourth club I've been at now. Some of it's been my own fault. I've not been sacked, Matt. So don't worry, you can't jump on my back just yet. And I'll be honest, all I've done is from my first job, I've just taken backward step after backward step after backward step. So we got in with Long Ding in China League One. Just basically got them narrowly avoided relegation in our first season. We had about 6 or 7 games to go. That's all we had to do. And they basically half a team were leaving at the end of the season. They weren't giving me any money. And the club just didn't want to help me out. They didn't want to give me a coaching badge, so I decided to leave. Went over to India, went to Kashi, into Kashi they were called. So they're a brand new team. So in India, after the first 2 years, you can't get relegated. So for the first 2 years. So I went in kind of free reign. I just got told not to get relegated. I couldn't get relegated, so it was pretty easy. But we did actually end up winning the league there and also winning the Federation Cup, which was really good first season. But the problem is in Football Manager, the Hero I League isn't the top league in India. The Hero Super League, I League is, and that isn't available on the game. So you can't really go any higher in India. So I thought, you know what? We're going to leave. They wouldn't give me a coaching badge. They wouldn't give me any money in the summer. And they wanted me to repeat the kind of adventures of what I've done in the previous window. So I decided to leave there. And this is where it gets really interesting, because we went to a team that I used to manage, Dong Yu, in China. They were sixth in the league, and all we were asked to do was just to keep us mid-table. I joined and I had about 15 games to go, maybe even less than that. Yeah, it might be halfway through the season. And you'll never guess who was top of the league at that current moment, at current time. Long Ding were top of the league, who eventually went on to win the league. So, we definitely jumped ship a little bit too early from there. Dong Yu managed to get them stabilised. We came fourth in the end. We were only a couple of points away from coming second, which is a playoff position, which potentially could get us into the Super League. And then I had a really interesting transfer window. I brought in a load of foreign players. You're only allowed X amount. I brought a load in, got rid of a load. And I was like, here we go. I've got some really good Chinese players in as well. So kind of like my core was Chinese. I got one of the best Chinese goalkeepers around that had some great potential. And I think I'm building a team that could take us to the Super League and then potentially win that Super League and even the Champions League. And then I don't know what it was. Something happened where I definitely fucked up. I'm not blaming anyone else, but I was doing something. I had my mind on something else and I hit okay on the registration rules, like on the squad registration for the league. I just kind of like clicked the button and I thought I was doing it as I went along, and I, instead of just like making sure it was all done, I just hit okay, go. So the next news article was 8 people, my 4 foreign players, my 4 really good Chinese players, saying to me, why wasn't I registered for the league? Shit. Okay. I didn't have enough players in my squad to actually put a decent 11 out, so I had to bring some youngsters in. We lost the first 2 games 4-0, 4-0. They all came to me going, this is ridiculous. This is like the squad morale's in the bin. The dressing room atmosphere is gone. And basically, I went to the board and I was like, look, I want a coaching badge. Probably the wrong time, but I'm thinking if we can get something out of this season, we'd probably got enough to stay up and not get relegated. But my thought was like, if I can just get through this season at Dongyu and not get relegated and get a coaching badge, then it's been a season that's been acceptable. He turned around and said, no chance. So I resigned. I resigned after 2 weeks of the season. And I went on a bit of a hunting spree for jobs. And I couldn't really find much of a job. Called it a night, come back the next day, and it looks like I hadn't saved the game, right? So I was back at Dongyu. So I had to go and redo it all over again and resign because I was like, oh, well, in my narrative, I resigned. So I had to resign. And I've eventually found a team in Japan in Division 3 of Japanese football. They are called Numasu. I'm going to go with Numasu. They got a 10,000 seater stadium. They have 11 people that turn up and watch. basically. And again, I joined them. And when I joined them, all I had to do was just keep them up, not get them relegated. They were I had 20th, 19th, 17th and 16th all offer me an interview with about halfway to go. One being like Honda FC. I think Kutamoto offered me an interview as well. And I ended up getting the Honda job or this Numasu job. And I went for the Numasu because they were higher in the league. And they just had nothing. They had no goal scorers. They had nothing that I could do anything with. But all I could do was just shut up shop. And the aim of the game was just to try not to get relegated. And I went in and I won three games. I drew three games and then I lost nine games. But I lost five in a bounce and it looked like we were going to get relegated. I think I was in the call with Joe and I'm like, this is just going down to the wire. We managed to beat Honda FC on the penultimate day 1-0 with a penalty. The first goal we scored in like 6 weeks just to stay up. The players were coming to me complaining because of the negative tactics, right? They were not happy with the way that we were playing. When I first joined, they all came to me saying that, because we were in the transfer window when I joined, they were saying that we want to improve the squad. I had no money, that old chestnut. I was already like $2,000 over the wage budget. The wage budget is like $14,000 a week. So it wasn't a lot, but we were already $2,000 over that. So I couldn't sign anyone. I couldn't even get anyone on a free. And I had no options to say, I've got no money or we've got no money. It was just like, the only option I really had was get on with your job or I'm going to strengthen. So either way, I was going to upset them. So they were just, morale was in the bin and it was shocking. We managed to stay up, got to the end of the season after all the loan deals went out and all the expired contracts went out. I was left with like five players. I put a picture of it early on the Discord chat. And like, I think I'm genuinely left with like five or six players. So we're doing a full squad rebuild. And I've managed to bring a couple in now. And I brought a chap called Facundo Trinidad from Uruguay. He's actually really good. And I'm excited to see him play. He can play number 10. And I will be reporting back to him. He's only 24 years of age. The only downs is I bought him from Liverpool FC in Uruguay. But he seems absolutely beautiful. And I cannot wait to play him. So yeah, there you go. A bit of a monster one. And it's been a bit of a nightmare. I'm hoping we can kind of like just have a bit of stability now in Japan, maybe get promoted, maybe even find a natural progression, but I shouldn't really be leaving this team anytime soon because I just need to build or get rid of that reputation that I'm just in and out really quick. Ask the missus.
eyes emoji.
I have a question here. Maybe this is for Joe actually, because like Joe, do you remember there was a time when you would say, spend enough time on this pod and you get a lot better at FM. Is there a point where you come full circle and get a lot worse then? Because I feel like that's what's happened to now.
You'd know, wow.
I'll be honest. I think it's a fair assessment.
What's the problem is lack of concentration.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing darts.
He's probably watched about 98 episodes of The Office in 3 days, probably chucked about 1,000 arrows, and then wonders why he's cocked up his squad registration.
Oh, mate, I can remember, I'm just sat there looking at the screen, at Joe's there, and I'm like, Joe's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I couldn't even put it into words. It was so fucking tragic.
Which won't
tragic
surprise anybody.
It was so tragic because I had built like a decent little team, and like, I genuinely thought we could go on to do something here in the League One of China. I'm just actually heading back there now to see how they got on, because honestly, I think we could have done something.
We should
got 7 goals.
I feel we should put out a poll to say, if you were dupe and you've submitted the wrong registration, would you, Dave, and reload?
Hey, can I also put this out there?
To be fair, Dave is exactly the right person to sort out the poll. If you know, you know.
Yeah, he could dance his way around that poll. Right, let me ask you this question, Mad. Right, and I'll be honest with you. And Joe was present. I have currently got save updates. I've got auto saves on after every game. But what it's doing at the moment, I don't know. And to be fair, I mentioned this, Joe, and I haven't really took it off, but it's saving after every game and it's producing a new save file. Okay. Mm-hmm. I could have went back. I could have. I chose not to. Right?
I mean, I did even give him that option.
Yeah. Joe said, why don't you just do it? Because it's a genuine error.
Yeah.
Mm. It wasn't like, I'm not trying to better a result. All I was trying to do was just get the guys into the squad. And let's be honest, if I was to do that in real life, I wouldn't be allowed to do that. You know, like somebody would pick that up and go, but no, I decided to live with my situation. And I'll be honest, at one stage, I think after that, I kind of turned the game off. I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do that save anymore. I'll come up with a new save to play offline. But I've stuck with it and I'm actually enjoying it. I'm getting to see a lot of Wang in China. I'm glad to go to Japan and see something a bit different, to be honest.
A bit different to London, isn't it?
I had a ride back called Sammy Wang. Well, I've seen the pictures, Joe. So yeah, that's pretty difficult. It's been pretty difficult, but it's difficult to see my cock too. It's been pretty difficult, but we're sticking in there, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll come out of it with something decent. But I should say, Joe's going to look at me weirdly, so I'm going to shut my eyes when I say this, that by the time this pod comes out, we should have sparked up the Deportivo save, because I should be live this weekend. Gosh. / Thursday / Friday ish. So
I'll do this face for you.
Fucking hell. So yeah, so we'll have 2 save updates maybe next week, or maybe we'll alternate them, because I won't stream that much. But yeah, Matt, as you had so many questions, mate, and you were talking about shit managers, so one from one shit manager to another,
Joe,
your turn.
Yeah, I probably not want to talk, but mainly because I haven't even had the opportunity to be too much of a shit manager, just because I haven't played enough. However, the good news is I have got back to the Ike save and done a little bit of business. So I can't even remember the last time I did a proper save update on Ike, but we had finished the second season. We had won the league the second time. That was November. We then proceeded to go into the Champions League. We got out of the group. And I think the last time we spoke, I had just lost our best player, Oscar Hoyland, because his loan deal had ended, because technically it was end of season, even though we're mid-Champions League. And he was playing as Mazzala. So we lost him kind of not too far from the Brighton game. So we got out of the Champions League group and played 2 legs against Brighton, but we unfortunately got knocked out. I was using Gustavo Sá, who's the kid we'd signed from Famalicão, Joe, as you remember. So then we've obviously come out and it's pre-season. Yeah, fact. But we did have a really, really nice transfer budget, because we had won a few games in the Champions League group stages, and every time we were winning a game, it was like 2 million. It was insane. So I think I ended up with about 8 or 9 million in the transfer budget. So I waited until the Champions League was done, and then did a little bit of shopping. Had to replace Oscar Hoyland, and we went back to the same club where he comes from, which is Copenhagen. And we signed a guy we're all quite familiar with, and Joe in particular, I think, Isaac Johansson. Isaac Bergman Johansson.
Yep.
Cracking managed to get him on loan with, I think it was I don't have it in front of me, a couple of million of a fee, maybe about 4 or 5 million if we want to make it permanent. So he's probably going to go in as a like for Oscar Hoyland. And he still looks quite good. He's been in FM, must be 2, 3, 4 versions in a row and been a bit of a wonder kid. So looking forward to having him. He's done quite well in preseason. He actually scored a hat-trick in a preseason friendly. We coincidentally also signed Oscar's brother, Emil, at the end of his contract on a free, just because. But he's not as good. He's not even half as good. And then there was two positions I really wanted to fill. One was on the right wing. So we play like an inverted winger. So I signed a guy who I recognize his name through FM, but I definitely haven't managed. It's Noah Jean Holm, H-O-L-M, or Noah Jean Holm. He used to be at Leipzig.
The way you say it, mate.
Yeah. Noah Jean Holm, H-O-L-M. He was at Leipzig at one point, and he's still only early 20s. Signed him from Rosenborg for 2.5 million. He actually looks really good for this level, to be fair, because I wanted someone a bit pacier. So he's got pace 14, acceleration 14. Technicals are middle of the road, but I just think he at this level, opposition fullbacks will struggle against him. And I haven't had a really quality right-sided player. We had Jeppe Ockels on the left, which was great. And two other players of note. One is a defensive midfielder who I think was recommended on stream by our friend Shrunaldo. And it's a player called Coley Sacco, S-A-C-O, who's at Napoli. And I managed to get him in for like 50K or 60K because his contract was due to be up. And he looks really, really good. However, based on his attributes, I'm actually looking, or in the process of retraining him to be a centre back. Because, I mean, basically he's 6'6" in height. Pretty quick. He's got 14 pace, 14 tackling, 14 aggression, 13 positioning. He's not an amazing passer of the ball. Technicals aren't amazing. So I'm actually going to retrain him as a defender because I could do with a backup centre half. And then finally, I was after a left back. And by this point, I hadn't spent a ton of cash of that budget we had. And I managed to bring in a bit of a Swedish legend, I would call it, because we are trying to keep going with the Swedish theme.
Zlatan?
45-year-old Zlatan. It's a left back. 52-year-old. His name is Ludvig Augustinsson, and he's been around for a good while. He's 30 now in my save, which is like season 3. Brought him in from Sevilla. I was surprised he was even interested, and we spent 6.5 million euros. I think we paid about half or 60% up front. And the rest is going to be in installments. He's got like 70 caps for Sweden. So he's going to bring it, like, in addition to the quality he'll bring, he obviously brings a ton of experience and leadership and all of that. And it's a real step up in quality. His value went up to 11.5 to 12.5 for a 30-year-old Swedish left back. And in the spirit of retraining, because he's not getting any quicker, I'm actually thinking of retraining him as a ball-playing defender to sit on the left-hand side of our defence as well. Because again, he's aging, right? And that's something we all love doing, right? A bit of that retraining. Inverted fullback is an option, but yeah, I still have to figure out what we're going to do in that in terms of formation. So that's kind of where we left off. I haven't actually officially kicked off the league for season 3, but there is a Swedish Cup that happens before you start the league. So I've gotten all the way to the semi-final, won the semi-final, and that's basically, I want to say it's towards the end of March. So we've won the semi-final of the Swedish Cup. The league starts in April, but the final of that Swedish Cup isn't until the very end of May. So it's like 2 months away. So this whole calendar of the Swedish league is just baffling to me. I'm in my third season.
When you first started, didn't we?
And it's not getting any easier.
it's tough.
Mm, all over the place.
It's interesting you bring up the retraining, Mad. And this is probably an open question for everyone, really. But I've probably noticed it more this year than ever before, and it might be because I'm making a conscious effort to actually sort of pay more attention to attributes rather than just their positions. I'm seeing it a lot more where players are becoming accomplished in different positions when you play them there. So it's not just a matter of retraining them on the training ground, it's actually playing them in that position as well. So I just play a flat 4-4-2, and it's weird that you mentioned, because literally I've just gone on my team screen and this guy's just become accomplished as a left midfielder. He's predominantly a striker or an attacking left midfielder, and obviously I've been playing him on the left a little bit deeper, and he's just become accomplished there now. So I think, and I think I did it a little bit more, I think it was more the help of the chat, but with Bargy, when he played for, when I was doing the wall save, he was like, you know, you would say more of a number 10, but I was playing with wingers and no number 10. I think he's more a left sider, and he was like, we'll just play him on the right, and he became natural there, and he was fantastic. So I think sometimes, and most people listening to this will probably know, but just because a player is said to be a left winger, if you think he's got the attributes to be a right midfielder or a right winger, start playing him there, train him there, but start playing him there as well, and you'll soon, you know, start reaping the rewards. So yeah, I've seen that a lot more. One of my new gens, McKitsey, I think his name is. Ryan Manning, who's a really good player that I've had, who's like a number 10 and an attacking right midfielder. I've played him a lot deeper, and now he's got that as an, you know, as an accomplished position. So it's good. I think the only other time I was really successful with it was years ago, my 1860 save. And I had a striker. I even remember his name. It was Ribamar, his name, Brazilian striker. I don't know if he's still knocking about nowadays. And he was a bagsman. But as I was getting better as a team, he wasn't good enough for me to play as a number 9. But I almost got a bit too attached to him. And I looked at his attributes and thought, you know what? He's actually really good on the ball. He actually isn't bad at crossing a ball. So let's play him as a left winger. And I trained him there. And he was part of my best 11 then, although he was a striker. So I think sometimes, rather than having to delve into the transfer market, and I think, Duke, for you on the penalty, sometimes you do have to, you know, mix and match things. So it's definitely an area of the game that I've not, you know, entertained as much as I have this year, to be fair.
I have to admit, I'm quite guilty of that. I do like to drag my wingers in and make them CM attacks or AP attacks. Or
Teach was always one, though. I remember, I think it was one of the FM events we went to, and it was when it was Curtis and Dom, and they were doing the live streams, and Teach sat in with them, and they were like, this is our team, what are you thinking? Teach was like, looking at all the attributes, like, well, play him on the opposite wing, because he's like, he could play change as well. And stuff.
Do the voice.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do the voice. My head, no. I can't do the accent.
Oh, you've let us down there, David.
No, because I know if I do it live, I'll bottle it.
No. You'll get a phone call.
Yeah. But the sometimes, it's me especially, I want to rush into the game, just try and get through it as quick as you can. But sometimes, if you do want to spend like an hour or so just looking for your team, looking at it's stuff like DMs, like defensive midfielders, if you think they're still good, but maybe just a little bit too slow to play a specific role, or like central midfielders, push them back to a DM or push them back to a fullback or centre back. So I've got quite a few fullbacks that are quite good going forward, but their defensive side of the game isn't great. So I've been playing them as a right midfielder as well. So there's lots of different ways that you can mix it up, really.
Yeah, like you said, attribute, like you start with your attributes. It's not everything, right? There's attributes and traits and everything, but players aren't specifically hard-coded programmed to only play in a role, as you said, and the tools are there to retrain them, right? You can go in and you can focus on specific position, specific focus, obviously left foot, right foot, all of that, adding traits. But I think the first point you said, Dave, was just playing players in those roles, and as you're retraining, there isn't really much better or quicker way of doing it than while you're retraining them on the side, throw them in. If you're 3-0 up, put the player in the role he's meant to be, you know, you want him to be in. It might be a risk early, but the more game time they can get in that role, the better. I wrote a byline piece on this actually a while back on retraining players, so we might dig that up again. And
Just remembered, talking about my Deportivo save, that Ontiveros, I've brought him in, he's left winger, and I've been playing him on stream, that's probably about 6 weeks ago. But I brought him in and I'm making him into a centre midfielder. I think I've actually I'm not got the save in front of me. I think I've transformed him into a Mazzala.
Yes.
Again, just went on there, just seeing what attributes. I think I went to buy a Mazzala and I couldn't find a Mazzala that had the attributes that I wanted. He was a left winger that was available and I was able to kind of then just bring him in and go, right, I'm bringing him in, but I'm bringing him in for the sole focus, because of the purpose for that, because wingers are cheaper than centre midfielders, you know, and it's a risk, especially when you're streaming it, because you look stupid at times, but he's been bagging it, and we'll talk about that next week, but he has been banging it.
Nice.
Talking of banging it, Joseph, want to talk us a little bit about Portugal?
Not really much to say, really, after last week's bumper update. I'm halfway through the season, so next week I should have another season review.
We had a gentleman tweet to say how much he loves your save update, so I wouldn't want to make sure he listens next week.
Teddy Nichols, nice. Welcome in.
That little prick definitely doesn't enjoy it.
Bless. Love it. Okay, well, I think that's nicely covered. A bit of a save update bumper, but I think it's time for us to do some wonderkidness. So after last week's discussion around the Galazzo 50, we mentioned that Matthias Soulard nearly made his debut on Wonderkidland a few months ago, but tonight is his night, Matthew. That's one for the oldies as well. Currently contracted to Juventus, Soulard is out on loan on, I can never get this team, at Frosinone, and he's having a great season, a 23-24 season. Is that how you pronounce that? Frosinone?
Frosinone.
Okay. Just looks really weird. He's having a great season anyway. Joint in third goals, 8. Second in most key passes, 43. Most successful dribbles, I dribbled saying that, 64. So let's have a little look. Dave's going to pop him up on screen. What he looks like in Football Manager. Anyone want to take over?
This is a player So I had seen this player in Football Manager and originally hadn't, like, because he's 20 at the start of the game. I hadn't actually thought, oh, you know, nothing really jumps out. It was real life kind of stats and goals and clips that actually got my attention. And then when I went back, I was like, why did I, for no reason, decide he wasn't brilliant? Because he actually is quite good now that you look at it in FM, to be honest. So I think that was a more poor management on my part. Standard.
He's very good. Look at his value at 20. Wow.
Pretty high. That's the Juventus factor, though, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Mm. Yeah, I'm getting getting a bit blindsided, I think, by that.
When we was talking about it, we done the Ibrahimovic, didn't we? Adventures in Wonderkidland, and he's playing with him at the moment as well. So they've got a very nice little attack going on.
I think I popped that in our chat.
Oh, about Ibra.
Yeah, Arian. Yeah. Arian Ibrahim.
He's off to AC Milan.
Ooh.
Sporting intend to secure the signing, but AC Milan are also in the race. So lots on him at the moment. Lots on this guy too, because this guy is so good. Again, very versatile. And Dave, talking about your retraining and Matt talking about your retraining, this is a sort of guy you could pluck and put where you wanted and then focus that development with 16 determination. He'll do whatever you ask him to do. And he's got a good basis there for you to play the player and the role that you want.
Yeah.
Because he could do anything.
Well, the good thing is already you look at his profile. He's got attacking right midfield and a attacking midfield central as, you know, accomplished. He's already got striker as comfortable. The two left midfield roles are okay. Central midfield, right wing back role. So I don't think I would play him as a wing back. Definitely as a winger for sure. But I think at that age and that profile already, he could become a really, really good player. Like you said, with the determination then. 6 foot, really good height for a winger as well. Like, you know, you could genuinely play him anywhere. I think finishing's a little bit too low to play him as a striker. But across that sort of attacking midfield three, I think he'd be a cracking player.
The technicals are there as well for that number 10, like 15 technique, 14 first touch. I think 15 flair, always a bonus. And I think Joe had given us this. Is it from your save, Joe? The kind of
this
future
is, yeah,
stage.
From my familiar cow save.
Yeah, and I can see that off the ball, wow. Jumped up like by what, two or three at least. You know, so that there's definite progression, but there's a couple of attributes where there was a good jump from 20 to what, 25 years old. So. Yeah,
you can just see 145 games for Juventus. He's been getting game time, so he's developed quite well. Added some player traits as well.
The AI haven't
he's,
made.
He's good. He's good. I mean, he does lack that natural basis of an Argentinian with just being an angry bastard. Apart from that, like he's got low aggression. He's got the skinhead. Yeah, he's got the Raz cut, but he's got low aggression, low bravery. And his tackling's not great, but again, he is more of an attacking player. But apart from that, I mean, I am picking now. Like, I'm being a bit harsh, to be fair.
I think he's very good. He looks a really good player, like really good. I think he got a really nice mix across all his attributes, technicals, mentals, physicals. Like the average attribute is like really high. So, you know, I think I've not heard of him before today. So be a player that I'll keep my eye out for.
I guess the value is
the only downside.
Sorry, I was going to say the value is 94 million, 300 grand a week.
Yeah, you ain't going to pick him up. God. Yeah, you're not going to pick him up, unfortunately. But yeah, no, good guy. And if you haven't already, go check him out. But that moves us on to the quiz, David.
It's Mad this week. Mad's doing the quiz, mate.
Okay, well, that brings episode 335.
That's the correct
answer. Okay, well, that's a good pod, gents. That brings episode 335 to a... fine. I'll let you do a quiz. Go on.
You're very kind, Dupe. I do it for
to
you.
To you, sometimes.
I do it for you. I have a... I suppose it's a slightly relevant quiz, because by the time this pod is out, the... African Cup of Nations will have started.
Me and Joe were talking about this last night. And like, we couldn't even pick the fucking winner last night.
335 to a close.
I had Sky Sports News on or something, and I was like, Joe, who won last year? And I was like, was it Egypt? Or we couldn't
even
pick.
It might not even be about the history. It might be about the players getting it.
I know.
I'm not even going down that route, because I know myself, I don't know the answer, so I wouldn't do it to you. Don't worry. No, it's a bit more straightforward than that. Quite simply, as we know, there's a lot of players that have headed off in January who go to the AFCON, and it happens every couple of years. But really simply, lads, I have a list in front of me of the top 10 all-time Premier League African goal scorers in Premier League history.
Oh, okay.
So the top 10 goal scorers who hail from the continent of Africa in Premier League history. And for Dave, you may remember. No, you won't. That's 1992.
Okay.
Are we working together? Because it's no, this
we're
not.
We're going to go around. We'll go one by one. We'll alternate, right? As we usually do, because it's lovely and fair. And we will start this week with Dave.
It's always fucking Dave.
Yeah, but I've got the worst historical knowledge of this sort of stuff.
That's why I let you go first, my friend.
let's get the tapping out of the way.
Nearly miracle.
Mohamed Salah.
I didn't even think of that one. That shows how shit I am.
And to throw it in there as well, if you can get in within 5 goals, I'll give you a bonus point.
Is this like that quiz you done the other week where you give them the answers?
Is it even right?
Yeah. 5 goals.
Just scorers.
Alright, Salah gets you a point. You don't want to do goals?
How many goals have you got?
So, Salah tops the list. Now,
206? No, he scored 150 the other day, didn't he?
It's actually, as of right now, it's 152.
Oh, so right. Score for Chelsea or something, yeah. I got it right, yeah. Woo.
Right, so I'm going to tell you Salah tops
the list. Yeah, let's do that
golfing.
No, I'm joking.
And we will go over to Joe.
What am I guessing?
A player on the list, please.
Samuel Eto'o.
No, in the Premier League.
Well, he played in the Premier League.
Right. Was he one of the top 10 Africans?
All right, I'll say Didier Drogba.
Didier Drogba. Do you want to have a guess at the goals? Are you bothered?
No.
Didier Drogba is number 3 on the list with 104 goals. Gets you a point. Dupe.
Sadio Mane.
Oh, no.
Sadio Mane.
19 goals.
Sadio Mane is number 2 on the list. With 111 goals. Gets you a point. We're not doing goals, by the way, Dave, just so you know.
I've got 3 more, so I'm fucked after that.
Dave.
I think I'm stuck now. Surely there's got to be an obvious one. Surely there's got to be an obvious one. This is an interesting shout. Wilfried Zaha.
Wilfried Zaha is number 8 on the list.
Oi, go on.
68 goals in 305 games.
That's the level we're looking at. Okay.
Bosh. Joe.
Asamoah Gyan
is not in the top 10. Sunderland legend, I believe, but he's not.
Just about
in the top 10.
Doesn't deserve to be on the list. War number 3. Nonce.
Do.
Allegedly. Yaya Toure.
Number 9 on the list. 62 goals in 230 games. Gets you a point. David.
I've got a player, but I don't think he played in the Premier League enough to warrant that amount of goals, especially with the names that we've got there. Struggling to think of many more, to be honest.
Dave, can I help you?
Go on.
Are you hurry the fuck up because I need a wee.
Okay. Freddie Kanute.
Freddie Kanute is not on the list. So it goes over to Joe. So.
Kanu.
Of course, obviously. Flipping it.
Kanu with 54 goals is number 10 on the list.
Oh,
of the top
wow.
10.
It was a I would have said he was scoring way more.
Serious shot, Joe.
I've got another one now. I've got another one.
Yeah, I've got one as well.
Dupe.
Adebayor.
Shout.
Emmanuel Adebayor with 97 goals in 241 games is fourth on the list. Gets you a point.
I would hope with the teams he played for, Riyad Mahrez should be on the list.
Good.
Riyad Mahrez.
That was on mine.
Dupe is nodding. He's number 6 on the list with 82 goals in 284 games. Gets you a point.
How many left there, Mad, now?
So you have 2 left.
Yakubu.
Shout.
Yakubu. 95 goals in 252 games puts him in number 5 of the top 10. And I can tell you, lads, it's 3-3-3 apiece. So whoever gets the last one is the winner. So it goes on offer to the floor, and you can shout your name if you have.
Hang on, I've got to know my first guess. They've had wrong ones.
let him get Google up.
Yeah.
We can nearly see the reflection of his monitor in the back door there behind him, so keep an eye on it.
I tell you what. Don't think I know, to be honest.
I was going to shout Tony Yeboah.
Mate, I was literally about to say the same.
Good shout.
I would love if it was Tony Yeboah, but it is not Tony Yeboah. He's not in the top 10.
Oh, I think I've got one.
Joe might have a eureka moment here.
No, if I know the last one.
And if you don't
can you tell us who is in the list?
Well, you've got to have your third go first, mate.
Say Tony Yeboah.
Say like Demba Ba.
That's got to be it, isn't it?
Oh, Papa Cissé, that's a good show. What about... No, I'm struggling here.
I've just given you two.
You got two.
Though. No, but I don't think they've scored enough. And I want to win this quiz really badly.
You need a win.
I don't know. I do need a win. I'm sacrificing that for the fact that I want to win. I can't think... You said Yakubu, didn't you?
I think it's one of the ones Joe's just said.
I've said Adebayor. I think I'm going to have to give it to Joe. I don't think I know.
I've got another shout.
On offer to Joe?
I don't think I know, mate.
No, mate, I just can't. I haven't got a guess in me.
He'd just give you two. You could have had an edgy... Yeah, but you could have, instead of passing it, you could have had an educated guess or throw in one of them.
Is that your guess, Joe?
Yes.
Demba Ba is not in the top 10.
Can I go with...
Who knows, because he's got the list in front of him. That's why.
Can I go with Benjani?
Benjani is not in the top 10. He was so chuffed with Benjani as well. I hate to break it to you.
I thought it was a proper random shout in it. I've got it. I think I've got it.
Go on.
Is it though? Benny McCarthy.
Benny McCarthy is incorrect.
Oh, fuck. South Africa ties.
Stephen
Pienaar is incorrect.
Just going South African ballers now.
Just fucking shouting them out.
Mido.
Mido is incorrect. Colo. Incorrect. I'm going to give you a small clue. This player has played for 2 clubs in the Premier League.
Cheers, mate.
This player has played for 2 clubs in the Premier League.
So, Samuel Eto'o.
It's not Samuel Eto'o. I can tell you these are two of the so-called big six in the Premier League. When you get it, guys, you're going to be like, happy.
Well, think of the big nations. Who is it? Ghana, Nigeria,
SCN? No, he's only played for one, isn't he?
It's not SCN. I can tell you that this player is a striker.
Oh, what's his fucking...
Who?
Oh, fuck. He's played for Arsenal. He got fucking... He went to Barca after Arsenal because he got fucking shagged off. Aubameyang.
We'll take it as a draw.
Emerick Aubameyang. 69 goals puts him number 7 on the list in 143 games. Do you know what? Joe, you win that just because it took two of them to get it.
We'll just take a free draw.
That's a tough one.
Buzz, thankfully. Bring
next week, Dave will be doing a quiz, by the way.
Right, for reals now, that brings episode 335 to a close. You can find the links for each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com, where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content. 5-Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most other popular podcast apps and platforms with a new podcast release every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye, folks.
Goodbye. Good night.
Bye-bye, folks. Goodbye.
Tally-ho!